A hearing has been underway since 11 this morning between the Massachusetts Nurses Association and Berkshire Medical Center in U.S. District Court in Springfield as the hospital tries to halt a planned strike next week with a federal injunction. The two groups have been at an impasse for a new contract for a year. WAMC spoke with Berkshire Health Systems Vice President and General Counsel John Rogers about the union's plans to hold a 24-hour unfair labor practice strike beginning October 3rd.
The basis for our request came out of the formal notice from the MNA of the strike. They're required by law to give us a 10-day notice of their intent to strike. We received that on Friday of last week. That described the strike as being about certain unfair labor practices the union had alleged the hospital had committed. That was news to us because we had understood, as I think the public had, that the strike that was proposed was to be about staffing decisions and working conditions or wages or benefits.
Right, so if the filing is approved, the MNA, the court injunction would require the MNA could not interfere with hospital operations and would have to settle these contract grievances through arbitration rather than in this method.
This was the first time that we understood the strike was now going to be about these three unfair labor practices, which they had charged us with. In each of those cases, the events that gave rise to the charge all happened while the old contract was still in place, and under that contract those kinds of events are subject to grievance and arbitration, and that process had never happened. Substantial case law to support us on it. A strike in that context is inappropriate. There would first be a hearing on a preliminary injunction that would stop if it were granted, would stop the strike for a period of time to give the court an opportunity to hear a fuller presentation of the case and decide whether, in fact, a strike over those items would be permanently incorrect and should be permanently stopped. And in that case, we would go to arbitration over those three charges rather than deal with it through a labor action.
The Massachusetts Nurses Association and the Berkshire Medical Center have been at this impasse for a new contract for a year now, and both sides have filed unfair labor practice suits with the National Labor Relations Board. If this does go to a strike, what will this mean for the hospital?
If it goes to a strike, we will continue to provide the full range of services that we always provide, and we'll provide them in the way that we always have, with a high-quality clinical care team taking care of the patients who depend on us. That won't change. In order to be able to do that, we are going to have to invest considerable money in bringing in fully licensed, fully capable replacement nurses. We'll rely on our existing care teams who will be continuing to come to work to round out the care team. At some point, the strike will end. Our existing nurses will come back to work, and we'll be in the same place in terms of the contract negotiations that we are today.
If and when the one-day strike occurs, the hospital has said that nurses would not be able to return, even though it's planned to be a one-day strike. Replacement nurses would need to be in place for a certain amount of days. These existing nurses would not be back in the building for several days, possibly, after. Can you qualify that?
If you begin with the principle that we need to keep providing services uninterrupted to the community to which we are obligated, we need to bring in replacement nursing staff if our nurses are going to be walking out. The nursing agencies and the nurses that they recruit require a greater commitment than 24 hours. So you really can't bring in replacement nurses practically for a single day. So we are going to be needing to invest in 5 days of nursing practice by replacement nurses.
Is there any danger in this?
We will have these replacement nurses doing bedside care, which is the same kinds of bedside care that they are licensed and experienced to doing wherever they're doing it. We have other registered nurses who work here who are not part of the union, who are available, as are the nurse managers, to help guide the replacement nurses in the culture of the organization and the systems of the organization. And the experience that occurred at Tufts, which had a similar situation earlier this summer, and at Franklin Medical Center in Greenfield, which also had a similar situation earlier this summer, is that nothing was interrupted, everything went smoothly, and there was indeed no problem. So we don't anticipate anything adverse here.
Berkshire Health Systems Vice President and General Counsel John Rogers. The Massachusetts Nurses Association says the hospital's allegations are, quote, without merit. The MNA plans to hold a vigil outside Berkshire Medical Center Monday night at 6 ahead of the strike Tuesday.